This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome back to Saturday. We are about to get into the RHONJ reunion part two, and Kim has a lot to say, but guess what? RHOBH is back, and you thought we were losing Kim in next week? Well, nope. Kim is staying with us for the whole season, probably, you know, unless she flakes out, but probably the entire season of RHOBH. Now, I know what you guys are thinking. We love Kim, you know, talking about Jersey. We're still going to be talking about what's going on with Jersey every single week while they're filming. You don't think Kim isn't going to snoop around that playground and have information? So each week we're going to do some boots on the ground with what's going on with RHONJ filming. But guess what? Kim is going to be chatting with us about what just happened on RHOBH. Now, I know what you're thinking. Is that going to be as interesting? Is Kim really ready to talk about RHOBH? Are we going to like that as much as we love these New Jersey breakdowns? Well, okay, the full episode is on Patreon, but check out these little clips. And at the end of these clips, you tell me you don't like Kim D talking about Beverly Hills. Go ahead and tell me. I'm willing to be convinced that this wasn't a good idea, but I don't know. It's actually funnier than the New Jersey stuff, guys. So listen to these clips and head on over to Patreon because we got a whole new show to break on down. RHONJ reunion and the first episode of Beverly Hills. Check out these clips and head over to Patreon and listen to the whole show.
It's part two, Kim. Reunion.
Teresa's vile. I was texting all my friends. I texted you. I DM'd. She's just simply vile. You got some class act, Luis. You know, you go get her. Nice language. Every other word out of her mouth is F. I'm blown away. I just can't believe this is the Teresa that I know. Kristen says the same thing. We just can't believe we're watching the same person that we know. Yeah. And Teresa says, oh, you met Louis. So Alexi is like, really? When? She goes, when you were in wherever they were, whether it was Spain, somewhere abroad. And Alexi is like, oh, okay. Yeah, Louis told me he met the Miami housewife, blah, blah, blah. So he clearly knows the housewives because I didn't even know who Alexia was, okay? So he knows, this was 2019. He knew a Miami housewife when he saw her. She was there with her fiance at the time. And he walked up to her and said hello or maybe asked for a picture. I don't know. So now, if any of you believe that Teresa would want to get married and go to a diner, the Brooklyn Bridge is for sale, okay? Are you kidding me? She's the queen. She's the queen of mean. She could be the queen of mean. You know, what are you going to do? When I say sacrifice, she's not going to never speak to him again. But if this is a man that she loves and wants to be with, and he's not comfortable with the Dave, I think it's more the David situation than Frank. I mean, what is she going to do? Say, okay, Paulie, like, I might have a beautiful rock on my finger and I might want to spend the rest of my life with you, but oh, hold up. Frank wants to live with David, so I have to go with Frank. No. I'm going to start out saying that this is the first time I really watched Sutton on TV. I can't stomach her already. I just cannot stomach her. We're going to probably agree to disagree on that. I'll tell you what I think of each girl. I have DM'd Dorit. I have told her she is by far the best dressed housewife now and ever on any of the franchises.
She is.
It was heart-wrenching what she went through. I was robbed. I had somebody that was from the Bloods actually come into my old townhouse. I was in my bedroom. I still love.
Why don't you want to reveal them? Are you afraid of PK coming after you?
No, I'm not afraid of any. I'm right up the middle with Kyle. Like I'm not crazy about her, and I don't dislike her. Crystal, I have no use for. You gotta love Rinna. She's a pistol.
Well, not everybody loves Rinna, but
I know I don't love her. Let's see.
You're forgetting EJ, Miss Jane. Okay.
Well, you know, I was gonna call her the pretty mess because that's how me and David met.
I thought that was literally the strangest.
Very
thing
strange.
Of all.
Very strange. So did Andy. And I don't know that I can't believe she had the guts to say that, you know, I don't know. There was home phone.
I'm assuming not. Who has a home phone anymore? Maybe you do.
Well, I do, but I don't use
You're the only one, Kim.
Kyle said last night that now they live down the street from them. Did they move from that house? I would.
And she got upgraded because she was the Margaret of Beverly Hills.
You can see that.
She was the only one who said to Erica, I don't understand. I don't understand. What do you mean you didn't know? I have some questions.
Oh, you know who we didn't mention? Kathy Hilton. I really don't like her. And I'm going to tell you why. Let me start telling everyone why.
Does Erica Jane, let's move on to her. Does she remind you of anyone that you know from another franchise?
You're not going to say Teresa because Erica Jane's very
I'm going to say Teresa. And Rinna, what is it that you love about Rinna? I'm not coming for her, but a lot of people hate Rinna and say that she's the biggest shit stirrer of all time and not in a good way. And they cannot stand Lisa Rinna. Other people say she's the best housewife that's ever existed.
Blah, blah, blah. And like Garcelle takes everything very seriously. She's very serious and everything to heart and all that. But
this is your assignment, Miss D.
I can't wait. I love assignments. Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to be watching. I watched it twice. Let me tell your listeners this. I might not be as behind the scenes as I am with Jersey, which I will continue to do throughout this podcast going forward. But I'm going to get to know these women and I'm going to give you my opinion. I'm also going to try to get whatever I can of I don't want to use the word dirt, but get whatever I can of behind the scenes on them. And I'm going to learn a lot about them. I watched the show twice and then I watched Andy Cohen, which I will be doing every week to make sure.
And
I
will
be
behind the scenes because I did go to high school with this girl. And this really is true. I swear my phone is buzzing and I'm like, oh, sweetie, high school friend of mine, keep talking because I'm going to use this all. I'm going to use this all on the air tomorrow. Yes. As just like, I want to know you are a human being.
What did your friend say about her? How was she in high school? And you know, and she knows that she has to go back to that house that somebody broke into. I mean, it's just really, it's what she went through. Look what Kim Kardashian, when they threw her in the tub. Of course, she's not going
to
risk
you
that.
Fake something like
she's
this.
Not going to risk that. She's no Jesse Smollett. Okay. No. And she said the one guy was saying killer, killer, killer. And the one that was holding her down and said, where's the, you know, the stuff, he kept her alive. So you had one person there with emotions, you know, and she kept her calm. And because if she would have flipped out, they would have killed her. There's no reason why not.
I guarantee you, if you don't think Erica's behavior at the last reunion, she was saying, shut the fuck. Don't you ever question me. This was all last season.
Okay.
You don't ever speak to me like
that. I'll watch it.
There is no difference between Erica at the last reunion and Teresa at this reunion.
Okay.
100% the same. And I want you tell me. You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
You know, we're the elephant in the room. You know what we're forgetting?
What?
That Miss Giudice was asked about me, and she said, isn't Kim D dead?
Right? 10 days off. 10 days, guys. So that's a thing.
Picture they might want to get Memorial Day weekend, David.
They probably do.
Yeah.
So just picture Margaret and Teresa are going to be standing next to each other in 10 plus, what's today,
that
Thursday?
That is hysterical.
It's like 10 plus 7, 7, in 15 days, in 2 weeks, Margaret and Teresa. I mean, this is going to be great, right?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. RHONJ is going to start filming ASAP within 14 days, and Kim is going to be our boots on the ground over there in New Jersey, and she is going to be filling us in on everything going on with the new season and what the storylines are. And we're going to be doing all this while we recap RHOBH every week. Everyone's been DMing what is going to happen when New Jersey is over. You can't let Kim go. You can't let Kim go. I don't know how I did it, guys, but I convinced Kim to stay. Really, this is shocking. It's nothing I haven't said to her face, but Kim is staying. Do you guys like Kim talking about the Beverly Hills girls? And we are going to be making comparisons to New Jersey as the seasons go on. I don't know. Some of these Beverly Hills girls wouldn't last a day in the Dirty Jurs. So Kim is on board. We're going to be recapping Beverly Hills. I think she's going to be here all season, guys. Let's just take it 1 week at a time. But that's the plan, and it seems like it's going to be working. Hope you guys like this. And for the whole show, head on over to Patreon. Yep, we are just getting started. You thought we were losing Kim. You thought we were losing her, but we are here for the entire RHOBH season. Enjoy, and head on over to Patreon to listen to this episode.